Craig Morton joins us on Sports Byline, NFL quarterback who played in the league 18 seasons with the Cowboys, the Giants, and the Broncos, and he was the first quarterback in NFL history to start the Super Bowl for two different teams, Dallas in Super Bowl V and also Denver in Super Bowl XII. You know, Craig, anytime I see a stat in which any player in the National Football League is able to play double-digit years, it gets my respect. How tough is it, and how tough was it during the period of time that you played to be able to play that long?
Well, I guess the best explanation would be that I'd play a season, walk by a hospital, check in, have an operation, go through the rehab, and start all over again. That was kind of like what I did. And but that's just that's the game that you love. And people often ask me, you know, quite a bit, would you do it again? Certainly I'd do it again. The way my body feels now, depending on the weather, and now we're San Francisco weather, that arthritis just peps up and kind of says attention.
I want to ask you about that motivation, because I've never talked to an athlete who played in the National Football League who did not tell me it wasn't worth it. What is that rationale that'll let you put your body through that and have to deal with the pain each week?
Well, I think if I look back upon it, there's many times that you get up and you ask yourself, do I want to go back to the huddle? I mean, I'm hurting. I've, you know, there one season, the first play of the year, I separated my left shoulder. And I got rolled up out of bounds, and I'm walking back to the huddle, and I'm looking at the sideline. I said, boy, it'd be so easy to go over that sideline, just take a little rest. Then I look at the huddle, and I see my guys, and I don't want to go to the sideline. I want to be with those guys. No matter how hurt I am, I can still play. You know, and I've been watching a lot of this stuff on TV about the Navy SEALs, and certainly it's a lot harder than anything we ever did in football. But it just reaffirms that if you can do so many things, if you're mentally tough enough, if you want to do it, you can pull yourself through so many things. And just like our great young men in our forces now, what they're going through and what they're pulling themselves through, we're just a little example of that. We love the game so much, get up, you can play.
When you take a look at the way the game is played today, you watch it on television, you go to a ball game, and you think about how the game was played rule-wise and the way the players could do what they wanted to do. Maybe they're not as big as they were or as fast as they are today. What changes do you see? And do you kind of smile a little bit because it was kind of free warfare out there on the field when you were playing?
Well, I think what Jack Lambert said, well, you can't give the quarterback skirts or whatever he was famous for saying. The game, I think, has changed. Not so many, so much defenses. I think they're all about the same. There's a little bit more zone defense than when I played. But the game's basically the same game played by bigger, faster, stronger, with lighter equipment and faster fields. So it makes for a lot of injuries, I guess a lot of excitement. I don't watch a lot of NFL football. It's changed so much to me as a player, and there's a lot of things that I'm the old type of guy that they just didn't take care of us, and they're not taking care of the older guys. And it just kind of sticks in me, not to complain. I mean, I feel for the guys that haven't been taken care of. And so the game seems to have left the other guys behind.
Yeah, I want to get into that a little bit later on, because that is an issue that needs to be addressed by the National Football League. But what about specialization today? I mean, when you guys played, you're out there if you're on defense for all four downs. You didn't have a nickel package, a dime package. You didn't have specialists who did this or that. How much has that changed the game, Craig?
Well, there were nickel packages and dime packages, but not as specialized as it is now, you're right. Guys get drafted first or second just by their ability to return punts, which is a great asset because they figured out that special teams are just as important and maybe sometimes more important than the other two phases of the game. So the special type, you know, they bring the pass rusher in or the third down or a second down run guy. So I guess it is specialized. I don't think the game's changed that much except for what I said. The one thing is the equipment is so light on these big, strong people that work all year round. They're amazing athletes.
Let me ask you about the quarterback position, because it's one that's fascinating to me. I don't think that there is a position in football that is – need so much multitasking. I mean, you have to read defenses, you have to time management, you also have to be aware of what's happening, you have to change plays, all of that. Am I correct in assuming that that position takes more multitasking than any other position in football?
Probably so. defensive guys like middle linebacker about the same. I mean, they're constantly changing up plays and their defenses. But yeah, quarterback has the main responsibility to get everything done. He's got to call in the huddle, tell everybody what to do, and then when you're on the line of scrimmage, if the blocking thing that you called in the huddle is not right, you got to change the blocking. Make sure they know where the key people are. That's why you see a lot of quarterbacks point. We never did point per se, but you see a lot of pointing by quarterbacks. They're telling people where they are so they know where they're spacing, or if they're going to zone block, or they're going to wheel to the left or right. It's just part of the game that they're just saying, okay, here's where everybody is. Do your job.
I've always been interested in quarterbacks as far as how they shut out everything else around them and can laser focus on either a receiver or do their job. I mean, the normal human tendency, Craig, you know, is that you're looking around, you're aware of things, and if you're going to get hit by anything, and I'm talking about the average person, you know, you protect yourself and stuff. Quarterback can't do that. He has got to be lasered in on what he is trying to do.
And every quarterback has a moment where I remember mine to this day. I was playing with Dallas, and I looked down when I was setting up to throw the ball. And when I looked down, I heard the game. And I said to myself, and not the words I'm going to say now, but it was, you chicken, if you ever look down again, you can never play this game. Because you start hearing the game, and the game is scary. So the reason that you got to have great dedication to keep your concentration is so you don't hear the game and everything is just blanked out. You know, you never really hear the crowd except when you throw the ball and you're knocked down. You if it's a cheer, you know that's a complete. If it's a boo or something, you know it's incomplete. But you don't hear the crowd. But it's also funny that you have so much confidence like I did on the football field. Now, if I'm going out and playing in a golf tournament, you talk about looking around and being nervous. I mean, it is entirely different. I said, wait a minute, I was in front of 80,000 people and it didn't bother me. Now I'm in for a couple hundred and I can barely bring it back.
When you take a look at the teams that you played on, how important was it, the supporting cast, as far as the success for you or any quarterback on any team?
It's the team that makes it, and defense that wins championships. My years, I played 9.5 years with the Cowboys. A lot of Hall of Famers there. I had a lot of great players, and we had a lot of great championships. The Giants, when I went up there, we didn't have very good nothing was really good up there except that I always wanted to play in New York. And then when I went to Denver, we really had just something was missing. We had a new coach, Red Miller, quarterback. I came in, and everybody believed. I remember going to the locker room the first day I was there, and Lyle Zeta was there, and he looked at me, and he said, now we'll win a championship. And so a lot of great moments and a lot of great players, but it's all the teammates that make it possible. Because I played on teams where I've been sacked 8 or 9 times. Darren Talbert, I remember from Washington Redskins, had me about 8 times in a game. And I'd keep pointing to my left guard and just wave another one in. Get this guy out. Somebody's got to help me. And so it's all the people around you that make you what you are.
You know, I find it interesting. There's a great story about John Brody when he played with the 49ers and Jack Christensen, who was his coach then. And they did not get along very, very well. And matter of fact, the story goes that John would call the offense together on Saturday night and change the game plan over a poker game while they were over at the house. But the one story was the 49ers, when they were out at Kezar Stadium, they were trailing going into the second half. So as they came out of the tunnel, and Kezar was a place that, you know, you did not want to be trailing because the fans.
I played there a few times.
Yeah.
Yes.
The fans would be throwing stuff. And Jack made sure he was out in front of Brody about 5 yards. And as they were coming out and the fans were booing, he turned around to Brody and said, hey, kid, they're really on you today. That relationship between the coach and the quarterback, how tenuous, how important is it?
Well, most of the coaches I had great relationships. Coach Landry was, as far as I'm concerned, probably knew more about football than anybody that ever lived. The one bad thing is a lot like my father, didn't communicate too well. So it brought out some of the worst in me, but it also brought out some of the best in me. But a great man, one I really, really respect. Red Miller was phenomenal. Then I played for Danny Reeves, who we were rookies together when we were with the Cowboys. So that was quite unique, and we got along well. So I got along with my coaches pretty well. I played for a guy, Bill Arnsberger, in New York. He was the New York Giants there. He used to be the great coordinator of the Miami Dolphins. He had a hard time in New York. The press up there is unlike, as you know. I mean, usually you get 5 or 6 people come out. They have 50 to 100. And they really got on him. They were really and they didn't like me too well either. But so we got real close.
We're talking football with Craig Morton, 18 years in the National Football League. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about his years in Dallas and also up in Denver as well, and maybe a little talk about New York. We'll do that as we continue with more of You and Sports Byline.